Good evening. It is 26 October 2017, and it's 8 p.m. Eastern, and this is the Natural Healing. Hello, Wonder Am.
Hello, Robert, and everybody else that's on and muted. I'd love to have your participation. Well, Jan gave a wonderful teaching of how to use the dowsing rods, and that was very, very good. And he knows it at the tips of his fingers, so he was apologizing for not preparing, but it was astounding. It was really, really very good. But during the week, I got a couple of emails that I really feel responsible to share with you people. One was from a friend of mine that was talking about orange juice. Now, how many of you drink orange juice every single morning? Well, this will be very interesting for you. The caption is glyphosate found in all five major orange juice brands. And the article says, in 2015, the USDA reported orange juice was the most consumed fruit juice in the United States, and oranges were second most consumed fruit overall, just slightly behind apples. Well, we all grew up with an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Well, that doesn't seem to work today with all the chemicals that people are being given by the doctors. But the average person in America consumes 2.7 gallons of orange juice and 3 pounds of oranges each year. So I don't, but there are a lot of people that do. And 100% pure orange juice is a common claim used by many juice brands that allow consumers to feel safe when serving it to their families on a daily basis. However, recent testing revealed that every one of the five top orange juice brands and that this group called Moms Across America sent to an accredited lab tested positive for glyphosate weed killer. Glyphosate, and if I'm mispronouncing it, please do pronounce it correctly to yourself, is the declared active chemical ingredient in Roundup, manufactured by Monsanto, and 750 other brands of glyphosate-based herbicides. Roundup is the most widely used herbicide in the world, often sprayed as a weed killer between citrus trees and found in irrigation, water, and rain. Now, put all that together, and this is what Moms Across America stated. The discovery of glyphosate residue in orange juice is unacceptable, especially since a branch of the World Health Organization, that's the great WHO, designated glyphosate a probable carcinogen 2 years ago, back in the spring of 2015. The EPA has had ample time to revoke the license of this chemical and restrict its use in our food and beverage crops. As confirmed by the American Academy of Pediatrics, our children who frequently drink orange juice for breakfast are especially vulnerable to pesticides, and measures should be taken immediately to protect them. So what is this really talking about? I mean, why should we be worrying? Are you hearing more information or more details about children with heart cancer? I used to be a clown in Los Angeles. Our one client, it was a Catholic church I belonged to when we had a clown ministry. And as a clown, our ministry would go out to Ronald McDonald events. These are for cancer children. It broke your heart. We did the clowning, but it was breaking our heart to see that these children had to live a life of the crippling of what cancer does. One startling story I want to tell you is that I was standing in line, and they were going up and see Santa Claus, and I was doing my usual thing. And this very deep voice came from somewhere, and I looked at the adult with this little boy. His lips were not moving. The boy had lost his larynx and was speaking through a tube. The people, this is very, very serious. Two samples of each of the following brands were tested for both the herbicide glyphosate and its residue, AMPA. Now, if someone else knows what those are, please do tell us. Positive results range from 4.33 parts per billion, ppb, to an alarming 26.05 parts per billion. Chemical farming proponents will claim that these levels are too low to cause harm and are definitely lower than the EPA's allowable glyphosate residue level of 30 parts per million. Notice I said billion before. Per million is a big deal of difference on citrus. But these claims are irrelevant in comparison to new data. Studies have shown that only 0.1 parts per million or 100 parts per billion of glyphosate destroys beneficial gut bacteria. Whoa. Weakening the immune system, which can lead to a wide variety of health and neurological issues. Now, this is a very interesting point when they go into this neurological a little further. Considering the standard American diet, high wheat, sugar, oatmeal, soy, and corn with levels of up to 6,000 parts per billion or 1.67 parts per million have been detected, a child can easily exceed the 100 parts per billion if a glass of orange juice is added at 26 parts per billion. You have to take an inclusive picture here because we don't just drink orange juice. We don't just have wheat. We don't just have oatmeal. We have many of that combined in our breads, our cakes, our cookies, and the corn. All of these things are combined and made into other products. So, additionally, one part per trillion, that PPT like in Tom, has been shown to stimulate the growth of breast cancer cells. Now, guys, this may be a little personal, and it may be a little indelicate on this recording, but I have heard that more men are getting breast cancer than ever before. And I may be way behind the curve on that knowledge. This is years old news that I've heard.
Well, so, I've been hearing that more and more lately.
Okay, so it is more and more. Because
right.
Look at the weight that men are putting on. They're getting bigger breasts. I mean, they're not breasts. They're chest parts, but they are getting breast cancer, and they are calling them breast for the sake of what this cancer is about. So thank you, Robert, for bringing that in. One part per trillion is equivalent to one drop in the water of 22, guess that, 22 Olympic swimming pools combined. Now, if you've ever swum, done any swimming in your local high school, it's just a regulation pool, or smaller even than a regulation pool. An Olympic size is 1.5 what a standard pool is. So 22 of them all together, one drop can really affect that much water in that much area. So considering that studies show glyphosate bioaccumulates in bone marrow, any amount ingested is unacceptable. And in this article, which I can send to Jan so he can post it for your information, it lists the orange juice brand, the effect of glyphosate level, and the retail store of purchase. Now, there's Tropicana, Minute Maid, Stater Brothers, Signature Farms, Kirkland. Now, most of you probably get that when it's a Stater Brothers or Kirkland, or maybe a Signature Farm, is a actual citrus farm. But most of these other people, or pardon me, companies or corporations, they get it from another source. They just put their brand name on it. So you have to be very tuned in to that kind of usage. And the Health Research Institute Laboratories routinely undergoes independent third-party proficiency testing of its methods. The lab is also certified under Clinical Laboratory Improvement Amendments Act of 1988 to perform high-complexity clinical testing. Now, I don't know if this is what the moms across America use, but you can see that they have to at least comply with the basics. In addition to being listed a carcinogen on California EPA's Prop 65 listed in July of 2017, now that was just, 4 months ago? A study published in January of 2017 proved chronic consumption of low levels of Roundup, which contains the glyphosate, caused fatty liver disease in animals. So only 0.1 parts per billion or 50, and I can't remember my chemical thing for NG/L glyphosate, and maybe that's the chemical formula, equivalent dilution, and it goes into this dilution. I'm not going to give us all misunderstood words because I'm not able to say what they are. Was confirmed to cause liver dysfunction. Isn't the liver a very important organ in our body to filter much of what we eat and drink? Is that true, Robert? Isn't that liver is so important for our body? And it's causing liver dysfunction?
Yes. Yep.
Wow.
The liver is the major organ of digestion, and it neutralizes toxins. The kidney actually filters the blood.
Thank you. Thank you for
You're
that better clarity. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Because according to the Liver Foundation, 1 out of 10 Americans now has liver disease. Do you think there's any connection to some of this? Earlier studies have demonstrated that Roundup has an endocrine-disrupting effect, which can lead to birth defects such as anencephaly, small or missing brain, miscarriages, and infertility. Now, I'm going to stop there and throw in something that I've been reading and hearing a lot over the years. So much of what's occurring to our young children, these are my grandchildren now, is they're much taller, they have greater obesity problems, they have lower, and I'm going to be very surprising, sex drives, or they have higher out-of-control sex drives. But no procreation. I don't think these kids are going to be able to have children because of what we're reading here tonight. They want to stop, number one, the family, so they love it when everybody's getting divorced. Number two is the quantity of children. In my era, having five children was SOP, standard operating procedure. The most my children have, one son has three children. Two of them have two children. One has none. And my special needs won't have any. So, I mean, this is like, hello, that's a great drop in population. Even though we're at 6 billion, they've done so much in Africa and all these other countries that have these wars to kill the people. I'm sorry.
Well, it's what they're doing is part of Agenda 21. You know, they wanna kill off 9 out of every 10 people in the world. And
thank you, Robert.
So this is what's happening is, you know, Monsanto is a part of that Agenda 21.
Absolutely, and we have been fighting with Monsanto way back in the 80s, because they were starting this all back in the 60s, and we've been on their tail. But we didn't know the quantity. Uh-oh, there's that repeater again. But it is very interesting that when you look at this map that's here, it's the southern, about midway down in Florida, almost down to the Miami area, is citrus areas. Florida is a central location for growing citrus, up to 3.5 million pounds of glyphosate per square mile have been applied to Florida over a 12-year period. The environmental impact on fish, birds, wildlife, and water quality is unknown. Do we have to wait to know what's going on to what's going into the environment? However,
alligators and alligators in the swamp are coming out to be asexual. Neither male nor female, and with the inability to reproduce, which enforces your theory that your grandkids may not have as many kids or whatever.
May not have any.
Pardon?
Do you remember the sex education that started back in the 60s? And in that time, that sex education was brought into towns where they weren't having a sex problem. They weren't having girls getting pregnant. Yeah, an infrequent one. But now they have all these places to get abortions, et cetera, because they did the Wade. It wasn't Wade. It was Road. Wade B. Road. And those, that started off the abortion thing. I can't hear myself coming back here.
Yeah, you're really Echoing. I am too.
Yeah, I hear you.
But you know what you're talking about. Look at the problem with all the transgender kids these days.
I was reading about that in a book that I was actually reading about a lie in Charleston and how this young man from England came over here, pretended he had gotten a sex change, and then had a baby. The book shows the lie. And it's really about a mindset and how we're being programmed to think this way. The same thing with our juices, with our food, with our doctors, with our schooling. I'm so sorry. Does anybody have anything to say?
Yeah, I'll chime in.
Yeah, go ahead.
Jim in New Mexico. First thing, when you have an echo like that, you have to hang up and call back. And I've had that happen. When I'm talking about the New World Order and what they're doing to us. So, but orange juice, I'm 65. Somewhere around the age of 35 up to that point, I drank tons of orange juice. And then it started making my stomach boil. Probably coincides with when glyphosate came about. And, anytime I try to drink orange juice now, same thing happens. My stomach will just start boiling with, acids. So I don't drink it for ages. Now, these people that are doing this, The Federal Reserve Act of 1913, where they could print unlimited amounts of money unaudited, they started developing laboratories all over the planet, with mice and guinea pigs, and combine that with the oil industry, all the chemicals that come out of the byproducts, testing. And you can bet money that the things that we're being hit with were the ones that they scientifically figured out were just perfect to do the job.
Well, on adding to what you're just saying, all those scientific experiments that they did in the concentration camp, all of those doctors came over here and just continued doing the same thing. The head of WHO, the man head of WHO in one of the departments, was the guy that was doing horrific, cruel experiments in the concentration camp. Oh, no. Yes, you are so right what you're saying. And no, they are not... There is nothing gone about the Nazis or all of what you're saying about what we have at the Federal Reserve. That's a whole different topic. And it is.
Well, but that's where the money came from.
Correct. It's important to connect the dots. Because you're connecting the dots. The experiments were done in the 40s. They implemented them in the 50s and the 60s. They got the Monsanto, because I'm telling you, it was done back in the 60s. I read that they added over 600 chemicals to our food yearly. And people thought I was nuts. But now you can see what it's doing to people. And the epidemics that we have, these are true epidemics, diabetes, cancer. Heart isn't there. But children's cancer, females having all these different things, walk for pink. People, they're setting us up to have this stuff. You've got to stop eating it and drinking it. You hit them with the pocketbooks, and that's where you get them. And here's another point, that glyphosate reduces water use efficiency by 50%. So it takes twice as much water with glyphosate than in using Rockaria brass mulch for weed control, as was done by citrus growers in Brazil.
I hadn't heard it was bioaccumulative.
What is that again?
You said it's a bioaccumulates in the body. I hadn't.
Yes.
So that's not good.
Not at all. When in the 60s, they one of the professors down in the University of Illinois had people trying this drug. They still didn't, and it was LSD, I think. And they never got it out of their fatty tissues. They would have recurrences. This is the same thing. It never leaves your body.
Well, that's the same thing with marijuana. The THC, it'll keep building up in the fatty tissue.
Well, there's a difference in what kind of a marijuana, because there's
THC.
Yeah.
THC will keep building up.
Okay.
All chemicals are accumulative in your body, and depending on the chemical type will determine, you know, if it's accumulative in the bone. Radiation, for example, even though it's not a chemical, accumulates in your bones.
Right.
And you can tell which organ is being attacked, so to speak, by knowing which chemicals a person consumes, if you can correlate the two, the cells where it settles.
Excellent. Thank you for that, because it brings me to the another point. I mean, I'll send this so you get the rest of the article. But another friend sent me something on coconut oil. How many of you use coconut oil for cooking, for your fruit drinks, for skin cream, for facials, all different parts of things you use it for now? It's become a household, what is it, cosmetic thing. And my friend sent me something about two organic places that are now finding there is aluminum in the coconut oil. So when you're putting it on your skin, you're getting it into your body total. We ingest it is one way, but on your skin, it's faster, it's the biggest organ.
Is that true for organic coconut oil? Certainly isn't on the label.
These two are organic.
Oh, my.
And I would like to have anybody find any information, and please send it to Jan so we can get more information on that, because I use organic. They used organic. It's not magnetic, so you can't tell if it's in there. They're nano pieces. People were being sprayed with aluminum nano pieces every day when you have those chemical trails. And the
it's in salt as well. Aluminum.
It's in what?
Salt.
Oh,
aluminum dioxide, aluminum chloride, these are anti-caking agents. If your cell salt comes out of a shaker and it can do that, then it's cut with aluminum.
Yeah.
You have to buy the salt that goes back to its natural state, which would be either a block or clumping. when Grandma had a salt box on the stove, she would take a scoop and use it that way. I don't know whoever designed the salt shaker, you know, that was just a really bad thing to do.
Well, that's interesting because we used to be told that if you put rice in the salt, it'll keep it from caking. But I've never really seen rice in salt.
Right. I don't know who does that. I know that that works.
Yeah.
Because it absorbs the moisture. And the moisture is the impetus to cause the salt to go back to its natural state.
Wow. So we have to look at our food very, very closely, even if it's saying organic.
That's why I was curious to know if they put aluminum in the product in organic coconut, they have to list it. Unless this is done, but unless it's done in some kind of process, for example, sugar is polarized with lead. Okay, so when you consume sugar, if it comes from Brazil or some of these Central American countries, they use lead, and after they get done with the polarization process, they call that product sugar of lead. It's imported. The Tito bar, for example, comes from Mexico. It's imported, and the American government stopped the importation of the Tito bar because it had too much lead in it. And lead is sweet. So we have a tendency to want to say lead chips are falling from old apartments that have been painted with lead-based paint, and that's why our kids have ADHD and ADDH and learning disabilities and all of that. That's not so. All you have to do is ingest it with sugar.
Right. And who's going to argue with sugar? We use, what is it?
133 pounds per human.
Per year.
If you look at the products that are called organic, how can they be organic when they're spraying the chemicals, the aluminum, into the sky and it's all falling into the earth?
You can say the same thing for lead, because airplanes don't have to have any kind of control on their lead in their fuel system. And it's spewed all over the place. And if their lead doesn't reach it doesn't sink the groundwater table. It rests in the upper, I want to say, 6 or 8 inches, where all of the plant roots of, I think every plant, will have an uptake of lead. I've got some studies on which plants are worse for the uptake of lead than other plants. There's no way to avoid this.
No, there's no way.
Yeah. What you were saying with the spraying, we cannot get away from any of it. And it's in our water. I stopped buying even the local farmers' fruit and vegetables because of the spraying. They said you can't do any of it without spraying. You won't get any fruit and vegetables. So I said, well, I don't buy it then.
And how about amalgam and tooth cavity fillings?
Yeah.
Mercury. I was thinking the other day, when they started that, the companies that sold that product probably gave kickbacks to the dentist.
Well, way back when we were kids, that was the SOP. That's, again, standard operating procedure. They didn't know how bad it was going to be. And on my health and wellness program on Friday, we had a dentist from Iowa that was kicked out of the dental association because he advocated teaching his patients, you need to have your mercury taken out. And it wasn't to make money. It was to make them feel better. I had all my mercury taken out and restored with no mercury amalgam.
Did you feel better after that?
I wasn't sickly, but I've not been sickly since then either. So I can only say, see, I'm not a dentist. I wouldn't know the difference. He could have put them in with mercury, but I've not been sick. And I'm losing those fillings now because they were, my goodness, I think I did it in the 80s. They lasted for a long time. I don't like going to dentists. So, but I'm glad you guys are coming out with this. So it's important to look at your coconut oil and your orange juice and anything else. And even when you use petroleum jelly, that's exactly what our lady said. That's a gasoline product. Why are we putting it on our body or our baby's butt? You know, I mean, it's like, not good. So I bought them up so that we could really have a discussion on it. I'm sorry about the echoing.
I read Crisco shortening was actually a axle lubricant before they figured out how to turn it into a shortening product.
You're kidding!
I read that on the internet.
Wow. So much of what we think is, like the young lady was saying about the planes and dumping gas, they don't dump the gas, they use the gas. And yes, there may be some the air blowing out just like our cars do, but the trails that are in the sky are specific chemical trails, and we need to call them chemical trails because people don't get it when we say chemtrail. Oh, that's just the stuff from the planes going into the airport. I said they're too high. I used to take flying lessons, and when you're in a private small plane, you have you know, a very low ceiling as to how high you can fly. Commercial planes go to the next level and higher. These guys are above commercial flight level. They have to be. We don't see the plane. We see the trailer. So all of that is polluting coconut, corn, wheat, oats, everything that we eat. I'd say stop eating, but it's a habit we've all gotten into. That was a joke. Sorry, gang. Anybody else have something they want to do? Oh, my echo.
You know what I would like to do? I'm a writer, and I write on health. And I just wrote a paper, and I'd like for you to read it, and maybe if you could break it down into parts, read it for the group, and then let's just talk about it.
Okay.
Can I send it? Can I email it to you? Could you give me your email address?
Not on the recording, but when we get off the recording, I can.
Okay.
Or you can. That's okay. You have Jan's email. Jan has my email address.
Yeah, but at the moment it's difficult for me to get online.
I gotcha. Okay. So when the recording goes off, I'll be glad to give it to you.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah. With other groups, we just don't give emails over the line.
That's fine.
Yeah, okay. Does anybody else have anything they want to add? We have another, about another 10 minutes.
I have something to ask. It was coming into my mind. You know how that fellow who discovered that if he just taped words on water, how it changed the molecules in the water? What was it, that Japanese guy? You know who I'm talking about?
I do. Yes, but I can't remember how to say his name. Yes.
Yeah, I can't either. But I could see him, you know, as far as what he had done. And I'm wondering if words have the vibrational frequency that they would be able to change the structure, not the structure necessarily, but the food, you know, that's been contaminated. If it can do it with water, since water, 90% of our body or something like that is supposed to be water, I mean, you know. I'm wondering if, I don't know, I'm just kind of putting it out there because it came to mind and maybe somebody else can build on it. Anyway,
I would like to make a comment. There is a product out on the market. It's called the Soma Board. It's purchasable through Hannah Kroger's herb shop.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And she created a board because she would go flying to have her lectures and discussions, and she would get sick from the airplane food. So she made the board so it would neutralize the chemical toxins in the food. And it's a Pico board, Soma board and Pico board. The other one is to neutralize the fact that we've got scanners. Whenever we go to the grocery store, it doesn't matter if you purchase organic or not organic food, you know, everything gets scanned.
Right.
Okay, so you can neutralize the scanning, whatever that is doing. Okay, and what I found is when I buy this product, it's a tea, it's called kombucha, but it has the live probiotics in it. And when those sensitive bacteria are scanned, the probiotics are affected and not reversed. They're lost. The light severely destroys them.
Go ahead, I yield. No, I did kombucha years ago, and I have a friend out in California that he keeps working on getting the kombucha correctly so it it does the health ingredients that it's supposed to do. But I never could keep the culture going. I kept, it kept dying on me, so I don't have a patience for it. But I like your boards, and I have Kroger's book here. I'll look that up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good. I'm doing her Candida Albicon kit. Because Nikki, what you did was coming in with it, But I went and got their kit. But I never connected it with all the fungus that was in my feet and my body. So I got the kit to clean it up, and I'm doing better on it. So.
Very good.
Yeah. It's been a very interesting learning cycle.
it kind of goes along with the president's speech today, you know, about going you know, getting rid of the what do you call it, the opioid epidemic. It's not addiction to opioids. It's addiction to that Federal Reserve note that the corporations have that want to keep the money flowing. So, oh, we'll open these treatment centers and we'll put more people in it for their addictions. You know, it's money. Anyway, I yield. I'm getting off on a tangent.
It's all about the money.
Yeah, and I like your tangent because who is behind the money? Come on. If we're talking about drugs coming into this country and they're coming from Afghanistan, who is behind that? You and me? Come on.
Sure, and to, you know, to bond the people for the new notes that are going to have to be printed for pennies on the dollar, the Federal Reserve Board members are just pocketing, you know, like, $11 and some odd cents for every $10 they print. So it's a racket. It is so, it's a criminal enterprise. I'm getting off topic here. Yes, get back to health. Let's get health and wellness. That's the biggie. Let's keep ourselves well.
Well, the sadness of all this, of what you're saying, the truth, first of all, is that we are the golden goose. We're the ones that pay for everything. We're the slaves doing the getting the money with that paper, phony bony, and spending it. And they keep saying that we've got to do more of it. Right here in Spartanburg, for instance, there's two signs up. One says vote yes, and there's a big golden penny on a black background. And then there's another one that's an all-white. It says vote no for an increase in taxes. People aren't going to put those two together.
No, they won't.
And
not without some education.
That's exactly my point. I've got to call my bent who would be involved in this and see what I can do to help. I do not vote. I gave up my voter registration because it means you're a ward of the state. So they can take you and put any chemicals in you. They can put any kind of stuff on against you as a public person. And you are a corporation. So that's going into another topic, that, but it affects your well-being.
Yes, and you know, as when Robert brought up Agenda 21, I went ahead and I sent him something that I had posted to a blog years ago. And in there, in 2009, there was an article when Obamacare was being discussed, which goes along with what you're saying, you know, and chemtrails and everything else, because it says Wall Street investing in debt, or Wall Street now investing in debt. And this was 2009 when everything was being discussed. The younger an individual, a policyholder, dies, the more the insurer makes, or the investor makes, okay? Now, if, and this goes into maybe a spiritual realm too, you know, because the thing is that if the seed of Abraham, through which all nations are going to be blessed, it says, you know, 2,000 years ago, if they know the DNA of those people, that's their only competition. So this is genocide that the people are paying for for their own demise. And it does say also 2,000 years ago, and I'm going back 2,000 years because, you know, all this stuff is coming up now, but it's history repeating itself, because it says that you cannot steal from a strong man unless you first bind him. Well, bind and bond are the same word when it's used that way.
That's right.
And that's what they did in 1965 when the silver was taken out of the coin. We are all bound or binded, you know, bonded for the printing of these notes. And they can do anything they darn well please as long as they flip the rhetoric in such a way that they gain this emotion from the people. So it's up to us, though, to kind of ferret through the emotional aspects and go right to the bottom line. What is it that they're doing and why are they doing it in the way that they are? And to get onto the Federal Reserve Board site, you see that it doesn't cost them anything. Taxes are nothing.
Hey, you
going
to come work with us next summer or what?
I'm sorry? Was he talking to me?
The pivotal moment was when the Kennedy brothers were murdered.
Yes.
They were obviously, you know, their father was tied in with the globalist. And for some reason, they weren't going to go that route. And I'm sure they were being given the orders to do all this stuff. They headed another direction, and they were killed. And our country has been downhill ever since.
And a part of what you're saying is the issue that their own father was involved with what went down with those sons of his.
I have to believe that John Kennedy of the war, World War II, changed him.
Yeah.
PT-109, his brother dying in the explosion of the airplane over England, and Bobby being younger just followed in his older brother's footsteps.
Well, and he and that older brother was geared to be the president.
Yeah, he may or may not have been. We don't know what he would have been like.
Yeah,
Joseph Jr. But the real question is the private Federal Reserve, and Kennedy did exactly what needed to be done there. He failed to protect himself. And, you know, the word is that it's extremely dangerous now, but I think that if I was president, I'd go right for that issue.
You know, they're supposed to, today they were supposed to release the Kennedy files. Did you know that?
Yes.
No.
Today or tomorrow by Friday. But the question is, what will be released would amount to anything.
Yeah. And there was, apparently there's been reporters waiting all day for the release, and it had not yet come as of maybe 7 o'clock tonight. So
I wouldn't get your hopes up.
Yeah.
And there probably is going to be some things redacted.
Well, but I can see I was
people that have been studying that say that probably not much more than what they already know will be released. They feel like they know it all already.
Well, they want everyone to believe they know it all already.
I think we all psychically know what happened. You know.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
That information is there. I was 11 and a half when JFK was murdered, and I was editor of a sixth-grade newspaper. You know, the future was bright, everybody was happy, and I can just see the deterioration from that point forward, having lived through it.
I was in the Navy at the time.
When I became sexually active in the late 60s, early 70s, in came birth control, which the Kennedy brothers were Catholic. They never would have appointed Supreme Court justices who would have approved Roe versus Wade. And, you know, we've had 50 million children aborted. That's the destruction of the American culture right there.
Yeah, but, you know, the thing is that I'm sure that the questions that need to be asked about abortion are not being asked by, you know, enough times, let me put it that way, because the Supreme Court is only supposed to rule on issues, or the Constitution, the way it was set up, is to rule on issues that govern interstate and interstate and worldwide commerce. So what is the commercial aspect of abortion? That is the question that we need to start asking. Who is profiting from these aborted fetuses? What are they being used for? What is the aftermarket for these fetuses?
Oh, you wouldn't.
Frankenstein and his laboratories.
Know it all.
Say again?
It's Frankenstein and his
laboratories. They sell the parts.
That's
absolutely. Absolutely. There has to be an aftermarket for the Supreme Court ruling to stand like that. And it's the same thing with cannabis. It's the same thing with cannabis. They focus on the emotional issue, and they don't ask, why is this being kept? If the laws of nature and nature's God are really part of our Constitution or in what this country stands for, why are we being prohibited from using what's in the soil? The earth and everything in it belongs to the God of nature. Come on. Let's get with it. Ask the right questions. You're getting me.
The colonists had to grow cannabis, you know, or hemp. It was required by law.
Oh, absolutely. It ought to be again, too. But then again, you know, hey.
We have to end it there and sign off so that we can get to the next call.
Well, thank you very much,
everybody.